Shanti. Today, the 6th of January, the whispers from beyond. In his ordinary form, Father Brahma had an extraordinary and an alaukik stage. Similarly, follow the Father. In the galaxy of stars, the twinkle and sparkle of the special stars is seen to be unique and lovely from a distance. In the same way, you stars are seen as special souls in the midst of ordinary souls. So today, a very short one. But the first, in his ordinary form, Father Brahma had an extraordinary and an alaukik stage. So, what is his ordinary form? Or what was his ordinary form compared to an extraordinary one? What does it mean to have an ordinary form? He lived simply, the way he dressed and lived. Very ordinary, simple. So, in the midst of anyone. But it refers to the outer form, the body, the way of living. So that's ordinary, that's what, considering what's body conscious actually. But he had an extraordinary and alaukik stage. Yesterday also it was between laukik and alaukik stage. So what is then the extraordinary stage and what is the alaukik stage? And what's the difference between that? So extraordinary, extraordinary. In my language, if I translate it, it's out of the ordinary. So it's beyond ordinary. So it's beyond the body consciousness. It's beyond the form. It's not what you see with these physical eyes, but it's going beyond. And then the alaukik stage takes it even further. Because alaukik, it is not worldly. It's beyond this world. So that was what was the extraordinary. That you, if you only see with the physical eyes, you would only see a very simple and humble man. But if you, what was extraordinary and could be felt, but it was on a different level. Not from this world, but from beyond this world. So you can ask yourself, what do I see if I now look around? With what kind of eyes do I see? Do I see the ordinary form or do I see the extraordinary form and also the alaukik form? Am I seeing the body or do I see the soul? So that's a good checking what you can do during the day, because that's usually what we do during the day. It's between being in body consciousness or being in soul consciousness. It's constantly the shift. So if I'm aware that I'm seeing like a male body or a female body, or then I can check for myself, how long does it take to make this shift to see the soul, to make the shift to go beyond this worldly world. Being in the body, but not being the body. So that's the mind shift. And that's a very nice experiment which you can do during the day, like a game. I like to see things as a game because that makes it fun, but also it pulls me away from being right and wrong, being pulled into the drama, because that helps me for myself to see myself as a soul, and then immediately you can see others as souls. And then it's like, also during the day, I like this metaphor. It's like a hand in the glove. If the glove is very tight, then I think that the glove is connected, is my hand actually. And if I am soul consciousness and I can, like, it's loose and I can go in and out of the glove, that's the exercise to be soul conscious. So the less I identify with this body and with everything that's happening in drama, the quicker I can shift my awareness to soul consciousness. So, and then similarly, follow the Father. And I thought, following the Father, what exactly does that mean, following the Father? Any ideas, or what is your understanding about following the Father? Follow the actions, like copying? Yeah. Step by step, yes, that's what it said. Follow the Father, so follow in his footsteps. Sorry, the abducting, no? Adopting the lifestyle that he lived. Okay. Keeping the mind on an elevated stage, very elevated stage. Also, you can copy, yes. He was an example, he is an example for us. And that's an interesting thing. There are two things. One that was mentioned, step by step, follow the footsteps, in the footsteps of the Father. But Brahma Baba lived in a very different age. Shiv Baba was with him. So how can we copy this? Because it's totally different. So how do we do this at this moment in time for ourselves? So what does it mean? And also adopting the lifestyle. Well, we have heating now, and we have, you know, there's so many different things now in drama. So how do we copy the Father? And that's referring again to the extraordinary and alaukik stage. As I understand, the feet, that stands for the intellect. So it is following the Father step by step. So follow his intellect. Where was his intellect? That is what we can do, because that is not in time and not in place. Because that's at a different level, a different energy level. That's the energy connected to God, to Shiv Baba. He was constantly connected to Shiv Baba. Or practicing it until he reached his karmatit stage. So in this way, following the Father. And if you follow the Father by keeping connecting, then I would say almost automatically, you're not interested in a lot of things, so you leave them aside. You let it be. And you will live a simple life and become a sample, like Daddy said. Be simple and a sample. Because you're not interested in anything in this world anymore. And your intellect is, the effort is constantly to have your intellect connected to Baba. To be in this very elevated stage, which resonates with Baba. So that was one thing of the following in the footsteps. But also, follow the Father. I think that's a very deep thing for us to consider. Do I really accept or can embrace that I can follow the Father? Because from my own experience, but also with sharings with other BKs, the biggest obstacle in this is our self-respect. Can we really see ourselves as being karmatit, as equal to Baba? It's a big thing. And why is it a big thing? It should be normal, because we know, Baba tells us every day, you are a soul. Become equal to me. Become equal to God. That's our effort, to become Karmateet. But can we really... Is there still a voice in the head? Nah, it's not going to happen for me. It's such a hard stage. You recognize it? So this voice in your head, I give it a form like, I don't know if you know the Muppet Show, but it's like a show of dolls, like hand dolls. And you have those little monsters, they're a little funny. And all those voices, I see them as those little dolls in my head. They're not real, but they are there. And do I listen to them? Do I think it's real? Do I identify with, no, I'm not capable, I'm not worthy? Because that's what Baba is doing every day, telling us, my child, I see you. I see the soul. You are this beautiful, pure soul, extremely pure. This is your spiritual energy. That's what you are. But within the mind, we're still, with our intellect, we're still listening to Maya, to whatever. We are getting influenced. And we think, no, I cannot make it. That's not about me. It may be for others, but not about me. But Baba is telling us every day, you are, and you will become Karmateet. He knows everything. But I still cannot embrace it. I cannot still fully accept that's who I am, because it's so extraordinary, so very elevated. So actually, I don't believe what Baba is saying, if this little voice in my head is coming. So it's about recognizing that this is this is Maya, actually, because it's not real. It's an illusion. But we have been trapped for 63 lives in this illusion. So it's a bit hard to get rid of it. So that's why Baba is every day reminding us. That's why Baba every day says, do your study, do your churning. And it's like getting rid of all those thoughts that are not true, it's not real. See the reality of who you are. Self-realization. So, turning the cycle is helping us to this self-realization of who we really are. Not to forget and to remind ourselves. And it's also reminding Baba, because reminding Baba will give the recognitions of the self, the self-realization. Dadi Jenki, she always starts with, who am I? She's also helping us to remind. So it's a good question to ask yourself during the day, who am I? I'm this soul. Get your intellect connected and see others as souls. Because actually, we're living in a wrong dimension, in the drama. But we are from Baram Dham. That's our real home. That's what Baba says. So that's the shift of the mind, not to get trapped in drama. Because most of the day, we are trapped in this box, where we play our parts. Drama. And drama is limited. And all our lives that we are identifying with the role or identifying with the body, we actually are living in a box. And we play our game, we're on the stage. But because of playing so many roles, we started to believe that we are the role. And that's what, again, the intellect is constantly trapped. I have to do this. I'm wrong. I'm right. All those judgmental things, everything that is temporary, that's within the drama. And we have forgotten, first of all, Baba, but also that we are from this dimension. We are from Paramdham. That is our real home. And that's what we are. And we're just watching because Baba's pulling us every time. Be a detached observer. Watch the game. Watch the play as a detached observer. And detachment means don't identify with your role. And then it becomes easy and everything's light. And everything that's happening is according to the script. Or it's like watching a movie. And it's being played every 5,000 years again and again. That's why turning the cycle is every 5,000 years the same movie. So it's already fixed. No need to worry. And actually, Baba is saying at the end, you will become karmatit. So it's just playing my role, not attaching to it, but just follow the rule, follow the script. But my intellect is connected to Baba and to this dimension. And that will keep me in this alaukik stage. It's beyond the world, beyond this world. So Baba says, become detached. And in what way can I see or know that I am detached? That I am a detached observer. How does it feel? How does it look like? Even now, sitting here, how do I know if I'm detached? One of the things for me to check is in every scene that I play, to remember myself, I'm the soul and I'm playing this part. It's a female body, quite big, has a certain color, has a certain upbringing. It comes with a package, but it's not me, not identifying with it. And it's a big thing because ego wants me to identify with it. So in every situation, it's like, you know, just happened a few days ago, I was taken to a certain place which is regarded as very special, with two special souls, and we had beautiful meditation. And just the other day, that was just one experience, and just the other day I saw that somebody else was taken to this very special place. And at that moment, I felt excluded. Recognize it? I've had many of these kind of situations. And this is the situations that you can recognize, this is a good challenge for me to check. I feel excluded. And why do I feel excluded? And then I realize, I thought I was special for them to take me. And I'm not special anymore. So what am I doing at that moment, actually? I'm identifying myself. And I think that I was better than anyone else. I was in the scene of the drama, and I was taking something from it. Because of my lack of self-respect, I got respect from others. And even in that one moment, I got dependent on it. Because if it doesn't happen, I feel low. And I feel excluded. I feel less. So what to do at that moment? Luckily, I was in meditation at the Tower of Peace. So, to see what it is, and then ask yourself, who am I? Do I recognize myself? How full the capacity of the soul is, unlimited. Because if I'm beyond the drama, I'm unlimited, and all the souls are with me here, and we're equal. So by taking something from a scene in drama, I took sorrow, and it's all on me. And another example, there was a situation that somebody had to check certain instruments to see if they worked well. And something had changed or didn't work. And so a lot of people had to wait to fix it. And what happens, and it's very recognizable, if I've done something wrong, especially here in Madhuban, if I have a duty and I forgot it, and then, you know, seniors are waiting, a lot of people are waiting, how do you feel? Like, oh, I made a big mistake, how terrible, oh, so stupid, or anything. All those waste thoughts, in fact. Because what is happening, actually, you have a happening or an event within the drama, which is neutral. But the thoughts that I allow to emerge in my mind, which I'm thinking those thoughts, so I'm responsible for those thoughts, these thoughts give an interpretation of the neutral event happening situation. So the thoughts that arise is, oh, I made a mistake, I'm so stupid, oh, see, I'm hopeless, you know, it happens every time. And that creates a feeling. A feeling of lack of self-respect, lack of self-esteem. And that feeling will enter also the action that will follow after that feeling. So the energy that comes into this action is about low self-esteem. So at that moment, because of feeling shame or guilty, and that's hard to see, because you need power to recognize and to accept that you made a mistake or you did something that was like wrong. If I do not have that power, I lack that power, then I will either put it on you, it's not my mistake, it's your mistake, because you should have done blah blah blah, doesn't matter what. I just blame it on someone else. Very easy. We are very clever in doing that, actually. We have a lot of practice. Then, the thing is, okay, to recognize, and that's why we need this, to recognize our own inner power that we have. And that's the knowledge that Baba gives us. It's only a scene in drama. It is neutral. And if it happened, it already happened. So past is past. It's within the drama. Only then I can say, okay, this is in drama. What to do next? No, one of the things is to say, okay, sorry, and I just take, you know, I do the proper thing to fix it. And to keep my thoughts from, I'm so stupid, I did it again, oh wow, how awful, and oh, I'm ashamed, oh, I wish nobody sees me. No, it's powerful to just take control, just take your responsibility. It was my responsibility. I'm so sorry. I forgot to check something. I will fix it immediately. You keep yourself also in a peaceful way. So it will also be fixed more clearly and more easily. And you stay connected. And you stay in your self-respect. Because it is not about you. It's this body who's playing a role. The soul is always okay. It's just playing the role. So don't get trapped into the drama. And that's what we have, like, every moment. We can do this checking. And this is what gives us power. To say, I'm sorry, I will fix it. That's also what Daddy says. You know, if you made a mistake, say sorry, try to fix it, and put a dot. Stop immediately. So this is what Baba tells us. So put a stop, full stop. Those thoughts, because then your feelings will change, and so your next action will change. And remember, the happening, the event, the situation is always neutral, and it's according to drama, which is fixed. So you can keep all your waste thoughts. Every thought that's into waste is also a karmic account. So you keep your register clean. And then you can live a very simple life. Everything's clear. And that's our journey, isn't it? Okay. And that's all makes us the difference in the galaxy of being special souls amidst ordinary souls. Because of the connection with Baba, we have this power to stay on track. And that's what a sparkling and a shining is, which is not visible with visible eyes. It's on the vibration in the way you live. Subtle power. Om Shanti.